We'll be right back.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
Should have gone to Halloween Horror Nights. Hey, everybody, what's going on? Madhouse Radio is back on the air. We're sorry we're late. We had troubles. Machine troubles tonight here, everybody. Thank you for listening or watching, whatever it is you're doing. I am Carlito, your host tonight. Of course, here as always with me is the venerable, honorable Milkman. What is up, Milkman?
I'm talking about, man. You know what time it almost is?
This time for the dime.
Crazy in the madhouse.
Yes, sir. We're going to be dropping dimes here on Madhouse Radio, as you always like to say. We're looking forward to that. Of course, Big Evil Artie's in the house. What's up, man? How you doing?
What's up?
Good to see you, man. Having a good week, sir?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right.
I always have a good time.
Awesome. And then, of course, Tuck is representing here from the comic book land of Tennessee. What's up, man? All right, Tuck. That's Tuck, everybody. What happened? Did Tuck get muted? Yeah, Tuck got mutified. Tuck, you may speak now. I give you permission, sir. There you go.
Am I coming in clear?
Yes, you are.
I don't know. Am I coming in clear?
You're coming in.
1, 2, 3.
We hear you.
Ready for
a
picnic.
All right. Yeah, we hear you. All righty. Well, welcome back, everybody. I understand there's some technical difficulties over at the over at Now Live. Not Syndicate's fault, Now Live's fault. The video audio quality's bad, I understand.
Now Live. That's not Now Live.
That's not Now Live.
That's what you're trying to say.
Exactly. Not as live as we would like it to be. No, sir.
You get a name to stick with, I reckon.
Yes, we've got a lot of stuff going on tonight. We've got some exciting news for Evil Artie joining the fray. Does Artie have two cams up right now? What is going on with that? Oh, hang on.
What are you talking about?
Do you have two cams up, Artie?
I don't know how. Radio show. Cams. What are you talking about?
Shit, I do.
Yeah, he's got two cams up. How'd that happen? Let me try to kick one of those off. How do you do that?
I didn't think you could fucking do that.
I've never seen that before in my life. That's the most scariest thing I've ever seen.
Fuck it.
There, I removed you from one. I don't think I can remove you. You're a moderator.
No, I'm not.
All right, well, that's good if you're not. Anyway, everybody out there, if you want to listen, if you want to call us tonight, you can. Milkman, what is that number where the people will call us tonight at? Please give it out now if you can.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. We got time to give it the time. You dial up 888. 8509er.
That's right. 888-278-8509 is a live toll-free line to call in the show tonight. You can do so at any time. Please do that, folks. Tuck, of course, is over at Matt. No, he's not. I am on MadhouseLive.com. That's my website. Tuck's over at TuckerMike.com. Tuck, what's been going on? I got a new. Your new Halloween picture with a witch with underwear, flashing her underwear. What's that about?
Well, no, it's just an upward angle. What are you talking about?
I think it's sexual in nature. It looks like she's wearing Depends. A witch wearing Depends.
I have no idea what you're referring to. It's a safe little picture about a nice little witch on Halloween.
Right.
I don't get what you're saying.
All right. Well, everyone, is that over at your website there, TuckerMike.com? Can they see that now? Is that posted?
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right, well,
they can go to hit the blog there and go the link to the blog on the main website page there, and you'll go to the blog and so right on the first page there.
Cool.
Stop.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, Artie's here. Artie, do you have anything to plug?
My butt.
All right, everyone, he will be plugging his butt tonight. I want to mention real quick, Halloween, of course, setting in, and not only does that mean it's time for candy, Artie, I know you're excited about that.
Yay.
Artie's going to be dressing up as a fat Iron Man. I can't talk about stuff like that. I'm guilty myself. But I, of course, want to say that none other than our good friend, the Milkman, enjoying a happy 52nd birthday at midnight tonight, October 31st, Halloween baby, Milkman.
87 years old.
All right.
Young man.
All right.
87 years old.
Seriously, though, Milkman, it's your birthday this tomorrow, right? 10/31, that's your birthday, right? Am I right? Did I remember that right?
Right.
Now, you thought I forgot, didn't you, you homo?
10/31 at 10/31.
That's right. There you go. 10/31 at 10/31. Milkman will be 1031 years old, so we're excited about that. Also, see, Baz is also checking in now. All right, so everybody, Artie's going to make an announcement. Artie, so what happened earlier today? Milkman, if you can cut the music, please.
Alrighty.
I don't know what happened.
Artie, you were given possession of something today you've never done before, right?
I have received some 420 from a friend today.
And you've never, ever smoked before?
I have not.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The roommate gave me some.
And you already got the lucky.
Artie got his first 420. For those of you who don't know,
son, you're a man.
Google, there's a good website out there where that has a lot of information on it. That's over at google.com. I myself do not partake in the stuff any longer, but Artie, so you never have been high before? Never smoked?
I have not.
Never any contact? Never eaten brownies?
Nope.
Nothing at all?
Clean.
You've had alcohol. You've been drunk before, though, right?
Several times, actually. Right.
Have you ever done anything like acid or anything like that crazy?
No.
Don't stay away from that stuff. You don't want to do that.
I just do coke every once in a while.
All right, so you're going to be smoking here for the first time, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we need to make sure, first of all.
Have you ever lit incense up?
Have you ever lit incense in your asshole?
No.
Incense? Nothing?
I've,
while you were pre-coming?
Lit farts. I've lit farts.
Dude, you know what, dude? I had an ex-girlfriend who used to do that for me.
What a hairless asshole.
I would lay on my stomach, right, on the floor, and she would take a lighter and light it right on my ass with my jeans on. I never did my jeans off because I thought it would burn my ass. But then I would fart, and I could never see it because it was behind me, but she said it made a blue flame that covered my whole ass. She said it was the coolest thing. She used to love doing it. And I did it for my dad and everything. And I tried to get Athena to do it. And she said she's tried and she can't. She doesn't. I don't think she knows how. Or maybe I lost the ability to do it.
Bean aroma.
Yeah. No, it didn't smell like anything. It smelled like a propane grill, to be honest with you. If I remember live, that's exactly what it smelled like. Yeah, it smelled like a propane gas grill.
Basically what it is.
Yeah, basically. It's methane coming out of the ass. But she said it made this really, like, it looked like a blue plasma over my ass, she said. It was the coolest thing. So, yeah. Blitz K saying something. You know, Blitz, a lot of people, Milkman used to smoke a lot. I used to back in the day. I'm enjoying my sobriety.
Oh, yeah.
Is it true what they say that you don't get high the first time that you partake? Is it true? I know the first.
No, I didn't actually notice it.
I didn't notice it either.
I controlled the symptoms, man.
But I don't think I was doing it right.
It was dry. Time was not going right, and then all of a sudden, like, oh, wait, I guess I did do that.
So then you finally figured it out.
I got really hungry.
Right. So, Artie, what do you got here? What did we get you? We got you Taco Bell, right?
I got some Taco Bell.
And we forgot to get the Doritos.
We forgot the Doritos. I experienced it straight away.
All right.
But I've only got two tacos left.
All right, so all you fans of Evil Artie, all you fans of Syndicate Radio who've ever wondered how the craziness could get even crazier or just hungrier, that would be, when are we going to do this?
How about now?
All right, well, I'm not ready for that now. In a little bit, we'll do that, and we're not going to do it on cam. I'm not going to be doing it. You're going to be doing it. I'm done with that. You're going to have to be off cam, though, all right? And we got to make sure that Athena does not know.
Right, you have to be off cam. There's some laws about that.
Yeah,
we go. And open the window.
Now, honestly, hang on. We got to make sure. You got to make sure already real quick before we do it. We gotta make sure that Athena's asleep, and we gotta
go on the porch.
I don't want to. No, that's obvious, and it's cold out here. We gotta make sure that she's asleep, and that we gotta light some incense and stuff. You know, because I don't want to get in trouble. Because then she's gonna be blaming me that I'm bringing it. I don't want to have anything to do with that. So, what are you expecting to happen, Artie? Or from what are you most excited about? The munchies.
The munchies.
What about the cotton mouth? You know about it. What else happens, guys? What can we? You got the cotton mouth. You get thirsty.
Your
get the munchies.
Eyes get red.
Eyes get red.
Paranoid. Paranoid. Light looks different.
Yeah, paranoid. What else you got? Diet Dr. Pepper too, huh? Mm-hmm. You made the switch. All right, good for you, man.
High key. You know. You've been talking a lot. You babbling a lot.
Then after a while, you get sleepy.
Then you just get sleepy. All right, guys. We just want to curl up. So that we got that to look forward to here.
I'll fall asleep in bed with Athena.
This is first.
No, you won't. He's going to fall asleep in bed with Athena, yeah.
So,
she'll probably think you're me.
You know. Give him in the mood. Play him a lot of reggae.
Until I stick it in and it's more than 3 inches long.
Give him in the right mood. Play a lot of reggae.
I've got the old 420 music from the 420 show that we did once. Yeah, I got all that here queued up.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can do that. All right. So, everybody, we got a lot of numbers coming in. Milkman, start that music up again if you could, please.
All right.
You two and one.
Laughing a lot.
All right. We're going to have fun with Artie tonight. All right.
Yeah.
A lot of numbers coming in from the man himself, Lonesome Loser. We've got a lot to call here.
The man, the myth, the legend.
The dark hitman of prank calls. We've got Bunny's Bar, Chubb's Bar, Pablo Bar, the Greasy Spoon Cafe, Cafe 50s. Cafe 80s. That's from Back to the Future 2. I know that. Cafe 80s. Remember that?
Wow.
A cafe in Back to the Future 2? Whatever happened? What happened to the guy? Why have I not gotten my damn hoverboard yet? You had to strap like 5 hoverboards to my feet to get me to move around.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What year was that supposed to take place?
I don't know. What's the difference? It was 1955 when they went back. It was 1985, so it was 30 years, so 2015. So we got 7 more years left, apparently. Yeah.
You got 7 more for the hoverboard. Yeah.
And where's the automatic drying clothes?
They didn't do the hoverboard, they just went with the Segway.
Hopefully the Obama era will get us hoverboards.
Hopefully, that should be a problem.
I think we're going to include that in next year's model starting in 2000. Nine.
Obama will
scooters, the Madhouse version there, Amano.
That's good to know.
Obama will bring us hoverboards. Isn't that right?
If would you vote? Artie said he's not going to vote. He said you don't. Well, now you don't want to vote because you have to travel 30 minutes to go to where you have to vote, sir.
Yeah,
you could have done an absentee ballot. You know, you can vote on the weekend.
I'm lazy.
You can vote until 7 p.m.
I'm lazy though.
I'll give you a ride to vote.
No.
So who would you vote for if you were going to vote? You don't even know. You don't
Mickey
care.
Mickey Mouse.
You're one of those people that, I'm funny, I'll write in Mickey Mouse. I have a friend who writes in Bill Cosby every year. Every time there's an election, a governor or something, he goes, and he just writes in Bill Cosby or Mickey Mouse.
I wonder how many people do that.
Every year they release it in Florida, they say, in Orlando, 30 people voted this year for Mickey Mouse for president. You'll hear it the day after the election. They always have the number. They always make a big deal about it.
What up, Zolar?
Big Zolar.
You're in Orlando, Disneyland.
Yeah, it's a funny. Yeah, it's Big Zolar from the Zolar Party Nation here in the house, of course. Zolar will be on tomorrow live at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 9 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to hearing Big Zolar and the Big Zolar Party Nation. Yeah, he got so mad last night.
Party Nation.
He got so angry on the air last week, guys. He choked the cock off of himself just about. He got so mad. He punched himself right in the balls.
What happened?
And he started strangling his cock. I don't know what happened. You remember that, Art? That was crazy.
I don't remember.
You guys all missed that. He got really violent, and he started... He punched himself in the balls and started choking his balls off. Yeah. He grabbed him really hard. It was like, you motherfucker! Like that.
Over what, though?
He got frustrated over something. I don't know what it was. Someone know? Someone tell me. Why was he choking his balls off? Hey, that's painful.
I got a question, Carly.
I remember the time he showed his balls on the cam that time.
He showed that to Tom Green. Remember that? He Skyped into Tom Green on Skype video.
Yeah, exactly.
On a Tom Green show. Does he do that show still? Is Tom Green still doing a radio show or an internet podcast or whatever?
I think so, yeah.
He doesn't do it live anymore, though.
He never answers his damn line anyway. He's lame.
He's a traveling guy now or something, right?
Yo, Carlito, I got a question. Are we ordering Chinese?
No, that's my handy Chinese restaurant menu right there.
Yeah, well, I think we need some shrimp lo mein.
You've got tons of Taco Bell food.
No,
you got,
there's only 2 left.
That was $10 worth of Taco Bell food.
Oh, my God. Let's say he's getting the munchies.
He hasn't even touched anything yet. God, he's going to eat his arm.
He hasn't even choked up yet.
He's going to eat my chair.
He's already got the anticipation munchies.
God damn it. All right. Well, we've got a lot of numbers to call here. Good Times is here still. Barney's Restaurant, Sarge's Place, Sloppy Joe's Bar and Grill, Sparta's Pizza. This is Sparta. And, of course, Mario's Pizza.
Wait, where's my phone?
What phone? Oh, where is your phone? Here it is.
All right.
There you go. Try not to interrupt any prank calls this time, sir, if you don't mind. But you can do, if you want to do a prank call or if you want permission to, you give us a high sign. You go like that, and then we'll let you know if it's okay. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody. So let's do a prank call, and then we'll come back to Artie's Dilemma. Let's open up things up here. With the very first number, we have Bunny's Bar. Bunny's Bar is located in Richland Center, I don't like cities that have center in their name. I think that's very centralist. Richard Center, Wisconsin. Let's do that. Let's play a song while we do that.
Bunnies.
Hello, this is Bunnies. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this the Bunny Place?
This is the Bunny Place.
Good, 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 good. How many times a night are you allowed to come up to the bar before you're expected to leave a larger tip than the standard one?
Huh?
How many times are you allowed to come up to the bar before you're expected to leave a larger tip than the standard one?
I'm the bar owner. I don't ever expect tips.
Well, here's what happens, okay? I go in there, and all I know is that I go in every time that I go up, I'm not going to leave a tip every drink that I get. You understand?
No, people don't every time.
Well, it seems that whoever there gave me the drinks was expecting that because they gave me a bad look, and I think they put salt in my beer.
They put salt in your beer?
I think so. Maybe it was urine.
No, don't be stupid.
How many times am I supposed to tip you? After every time, are you going to accuse me of being a cheap because I'm a, you know, ethnic person?
Like I told you, I don't expect a tip because I'm the bar owner.
Well, what about the other people that are there, that work behind the bar?
They don't expect any more than I do. I mean, we give our best no matter who you are or what you are.
How much do you pay them an hour?
That ain't none of your business.
Yes, it is. You're supposed to have it on your books.
It ain't none of your business.
Your books are private, public record. If I call in and make an investment, you're supposed to give me the information or it's against the law. Do you know what the SEC is?
Yeah, and if the state of Wisconsin calls me and wants to look at my books, they're allowed.
Well, I'm allowed to call in and ask immediately upon demand. I'm with the SEC.
My business is mine.
I'm with the SEC.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with the SEC, the Southeastern
Conference. Do you pay
Conference.
My taxes?
Yes, I do,
you
as a matter of fact.
My house payment?
No, you pay my you're paying my salary, actually, and as well as the rest of the tax.
Yeah, if you're working for the government, yeah.
The taxpayers. Ma'am, you keep interrupting me. I'm going to take some points off of your score. The taxpayers of Wisconsin,
okay. The
taxpayers of Wisconsin are paying me to make this phone call, as a matter of fact. So I think you owe it to them.
You didn't even introduce yourself, so how do I know you are who you are?
It's a surprise phone call. We don't have to announce it every time. If we did that, then you'd be like, oh, yeah. I pay my bartenders $10.50 an hour. I give them free medical benefits and everything. I bet you probably lied. That's why we had people like you, and that Asian sushi place was lying, too, and we shut them down. They were butchering a deer inside the place. So tell me, go get the books now. Come on. Snap, snap, snap. Come on, woman.
No.
Well,
not going to happen.
Let's play the high and low game. Do you pay them more than $8 an hour?
It none of your business.
If you don't tell me, I'm going to...
What goes on in these four walls is my business.
I'm going to report you to Tom Ridge if you don't tell me.
Granny.
Excuse me?
How much did you folks, what was your return on investment last month?
That ain't none of your business either.
It absolutely is, ma'am. You're supposed to provide me with all this information as soon as I have.
Yes, I have it all in the files. If you want to go through the files, have at it.
Well, let's get the files. Where's the safe?
Where's what?
Where do you keep the files at? Is it in your filing cabinet or your safe?
Oh, no, I'm not that secretive. No, they're just set up on a shelf.
Okay, so I'm...
All 7 years.
I'm going to come in, and I will like about 2 beers. Do you have any fried foods there?
Depends on what time.
Well, right now, I'm coming in now. I need you to dust off those books, and we're going to check the salary rates and make sure that they're appropriate for who's working there.
How do you know I employ anybody?
Because I have a report that you're paying somebody under the table.
No, I don't pay anybody.
You're not paying
my
them?
My daughter works for me.
You're paying her under the table, huh?
But no, my daughter lives in my house free of charge.
Is she paying taxes? Are you paying taxes on her salary? Oh, you see? You see now? I caught you in a lie.
Yeah, I don't have to do that because this is just, I pay my taxes.
Excuse the last time I heard, I thought everyone who has the job has to pay taxes. Everyone who makes money pays taxes.
Right.
You Democrats, lady.
Oh, are you trying to tell me you're a Republican?
Well, you know,
you never did identify yourself. I want a badge number.
I'm Jack Valente with the SEC. I don't have a badge number. I have an extension number. Would you like that?
Do you have a fine number?
A fine number? A what?
Yeah. What?
Are you having your own conversation over there, or are you just pretending not to understand me? I think this woman is senile.
You think I'm what?
All right, ma'am, I think I've made the determination that I am going to recommend for your establishment to go ahead and close shop tonight. So if you could...
No, I'm not closing shop tonight.
You are, and actually, provided you have enough time, I just want you to put all the tables on top of the tables on top of the chairs, if you could, please.
No, I'm not.
You are. I'll be there soon, and you need to make sure that you get all the paperwork with you. And you're going to be bringing that in tomorrow to the SEC headquarters. Do you know where we're located? We're on Pine Street.
I'm not bringing nothing. You want to see it, you just show up.
Well, there's no... You failed to work with me, ma'am, so I'm going to have to play hardball with you now, I'm afraid.
Okay.
We can make this go away if you just tell me how much you pay your daughter. Just be honest. Tell the truth. Be honest.
I don't.
You don't pay...
I don't pay her anything.
You don't
make her house payment. I pay her light bill. I pay her sewer bill.
Yes or no? Your daughter works there.
My daughter is allowed to work for me for living in my house.
Yes or no? She works
already
there.
Already checked into it. Already called the state of Wisconsin.
Lady,
it's all good.
What's the yes or no answer? Is it yes or no? There's only one word that you answer this type
Wait
of question.
I want to know your name. I want your name.
Jack Valente with the Southeastern Conference, SEC.
With the Southeastern Conference.
Right.
Okay, what's your number?
It is 407-459-4534. So answer my question.
4534?
Yes or no? Your
is it an 800 number?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it an 800 number?
888.
Huh?
888.
Okay.
278. 8509.
Yeah. Okay.
So yes or no, now that we
Can
have...
Can you spell your last name for me?
Now that... V-A-L-E-N-T-E. Valente.
Wait a minute. Whoa, I got a jukebox playing here.
I don't hear any music in the background. Can you please turn off that jukebox?
That's because I just stepped in the back room.
I just pulled your music license away. How about that?
Your balance is low. To add minutes using a credit card, press 1. Otherwise, press 2 for the main menu.
Hello?
Your balance is low. To add minutes...
Ran out of minutes. Either that or she hung up. I think I only started with 8 minutes.
I think she hung up, but I don't think she can hear that message, can she?
Your balance is low.
You gotta order more minutes.
You got to order more. I'm sorry, I got your mic on now, sir. Mebo guest 237077 asks, where is Thursday's live show at? I don't know. Where is it? Is it now? This one here? The one that's live now?
It's in Orlando.
Yeah, that's where we are. Baz is on the line also. Can I tell you how some dudes got my... okay, Baz, I really... tell us this story. Some dudes at your high school got the physics teacher high with hash brownies.
They brought in some brownies. We had this Chinese physics teacher. The guy was really straight-laced, so they brought in some brownies and gave them to him, and he started getting real goofy about halfway through the class and laughing and telling us shit like he's never going to give us a test again, and then right at the end of class he asked for some more.
Did he know what was going on, or?
He had no idea.
He had no idea, but he actually asked for more brownies? That's kind of cool.
That was pretty funny.
Yeah. When I was in high school, some people put acid in one of the teacher's bottle of water or a cup of water, and she actually drank it. But apparently the students started laughing, and she's like, what's so funny? What'd you do to the water? And someone said, they put acid in your water. And she went to the hospital. She only got like a small dose. I think she got maybe a little lucid, but not really. But the kids got like expelled and arrested and stuff like that. It was two kids that did it.
Wow.
Yeah, and I remember my senior year.
Even better one back in school, man.
What was yours, Milkman, if you don't mind telling us?
We took the Exilac tablet, not the chocolates, and put it in the coffee. Like put about 3 or 4 in there.
Mm-hmm.
Because these teachers had their own private bathroom right next to their little lounge. No one was allowed to use it, right?
Right.
After about half hour, an hour, they just kept coming out and going to the bathroom over and over.
That's very nice of you to do. You know what I did to my dad once? I got this idea from Maxim magazine. We had, you know how on the sink you've got the black hose attachment? You know, you got the hose attachment? Well, the one at my parents' house is black. It's got the black handle. You pull it out and you can spray stuff down, you know, with it, little hose, little water hook kind of hose thing. And I took I took black electrical tape at night. I got up like at 1 o'clock in the morning and I taped the handle down, like in the on position. I taped it really tight on it. And every morning, the first thing he used to do, the first thing he did every morning, he would wake up half asleep, all grumbling. And the first thing he does, like I do, like Athena does when she wakes up, whoever's first to wake up in my house, I'm sure all across our listening audience, the first thing that happens in the house is someone goes to the coffee machine, they get the coffee pot, they go over to the sink, they turn on the water, they fill it up. You know, a lot of people don't wake up until they drink their coffee. And he's Puerto Rican, of course. Puerto Rican family love our coffee. So, of course, the first thing he does, he gets up in the morning, grabs the coffee pot, puts it in the sink, turns on the water, and gets sprayed in his chest with, like, ice-cold water. It was, like, in the middle of the winter. So the water was coming out, like, frigid, you know? And all I heard was, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, and I forgot that I'd done it. And I hear, ah! And I hear him drop the coffee pot, the glass coffee pot on the floor, on the tile floor of the kitchen. And it shatters in 1,000 pieces, and he got really pissed off. So there's water and glass, and he's barefoot, so he's stepping in glass, and I got in trouble for that, man. I think that's the reason why I didn't get a car until my senior year of high school. I think that was the reason right there was for doing that. It was worth it. I laughed and laughed. And then this other time, I pantsed my dad. You know, when you pull someone's pants down as a joke? He was my mom was sick, and she was laying on the couch, and my dad was serving her chicken noodle soup. He had his big pot. One hand was holding a bowl, and it was ladling chicken soup in front of my mom, who was laying on the couch. My dad had, like, shorts on, so I went up to him, and I pantsed him as a joke, and he had no underwear on, and my mom was like, ah! And I started laughing, and I ran into my bedroom, and I locked the door, and I laughed, like, for, like, a whole hour. I giggled and laughed. I was like, I'm going to get you back.
Your mom feel better.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see, and that's how it got all started here, Mana. You see, yeah. Man, he ripped a fart, and Mom lit it with a lighter, and that started the tradition.
That's where it started. Yeah. And I think my finest moment ever were prank. Me and my dad have pranked each other a lot, but the finest moment I ever had with my dad one time is I actually, the first time we got a cordless phone. You know, you can hit the button on the cordless phone to set the ring or set the volume, and it sounds like it's ringing. So my dad had just come home from work. My dad was working a late shift, came home. He's in bed, and I grab the cordless phone and I make it ring, you know. And I act like I'm picking it up. I'm like, hey, how you doing? Yeah, I'll put him on. So I go to my dad and I say, hey, Dad, the phone freeze, okay? And instead of giving him the phone, I gave him a banana. And he put the banana up to his ear, and he goes, hello? And then he doesn't hear anything, and he says it again. He's like, hello? And he looks at it, and he sees it's a banana. He got pissed off, and he threw the banana at me. Oh, that's still the best ever when I gave him the banana phone. I'll never forget that. That was fun.
Phone,
that's me and my dad.
Here,
yeah, what's up with Nunu? Tell us, Milkman. I don't know what's going on. As usual, I'm not in blue.
Feminist numbers, man, and these people are hot to answer. You got to call now before they go to bed.
Check his
private. He sent your number.
Wow. Okay, well, let me check that. My cell phone just died. The battery just died.
He confirmed it already.
Where's Nunu's messaging at? Nunu, where are you? Where's he sending it? Okay, here we go. Nunu, I sent U.S. numbers, and that's all I get from him. Well, that helps a lot, Nunu. Let's see where the madhouse. There we go. All right, we got. Is that the one?
who love Hillary Clinton.
Let's see here. A woman answered, maybe calling she has...
It's landline and a cell phone number.
Okay. Crazy fundamentalist woman hates Muslims and Mexicans. Has a good sing-song every week at McDonald's. I remember this lady. She was in trouble quite a while back for going into some store run by Mexicans and taking down the Mexican flag and stealing it. Ask for the flag back. Or she hates gays also. Maybe she just keep calling her...
Oh, she isn't a feminist, he said. I guess she's just a hater.
I see.
Well, wait, you don't have minutes.
I'll buy them.
Okay.
You're going to do your thing here, right?
Oh, yeah, I got to take a piss first, though.
Well, go hurry up and do that, and then, you know, we'll work on that. Hurry up. Don't take too long. And don't pee in the toilet seat again, all right? You did last week.
And definitely don't pee on the damn floor again.
You peed on the toilet seat. Yeah. I'm kidding. No, he didn't. Nick is asking which...
He's a Mexican hater.
Which stream is live, iTunes or Justin TV? They're different. Really? I don't know.
Dude, I cannot get the Winamp stream to come up at all. I tried every player I got, and it will not come up.
No, it's definitely up, dude. I'm plugged into it right now.
I don't know why. I cannot get it to come up, man. I've tried everything. Sort of restarting.
All right, Justin.TV should be live now. I apologize there, sir. Nick?
Are you sure Galaxy's up?
Yes, it is. If you guys can confirm for me, if you guys don't think that the Shoutcast stream is live, let me know. You should be hearing
Someone
us.
Someone was saying earlier that the stream was choppy, so I don't know. Someone in the chat room was mentioning that. So
I don't know. It should be fixed. Okay, well, the good news here, if you guys remember, Tuck, you forward this over to me, Big Jupe. The Jupester, I guess he's got a CD that came out. What information do you know about this?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Halloween EP they sent me today. So, check it out. It's quite Jupery.
Okay.
As you might say.
All right. It's quite Jupery. All right. This one's called I Am a Mummy. We're going to play that here. This is from my good friend Jupe, longtime listener, classic prank caller, good friend of our show, him and his other brother. He's got like three twins. He's got a
Cooper Trauber after that one.
All right. What do you recommend?
I love it. My favorite part is when they like to fight on air.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Cooper Trauber.
Yeah. One of the funniest things I ever heard was when Jupe this one time. You remember Long Don that KDK used to call all the time?
Yeah.
And he used to hack his he used to hack his answer machine and change the message. And this one time, Jupe called in and changed the message like to like this gay guy, like, you know, oh my God, how you doing? It's Long Don. And I laughed and laughed. No one knows what I'm talking about. Maybe there's audio.
I love the opener on his show. That was a hilarious, man. He did all them crazy voices.
Right, right. Man, I got you. Okay.
Hey, play L.A. Crack.
All right. L.A. Crack? That's old. Hang on.
You got to call Nene's number now.
I found a razor in your bathroom.
Of course you did. What do you mean? What did you do with it? I'm using that razor tonight.
Would you like to see what I did?
No.
I'm only kidding.
What did you shave this time? Did you shave a patch?
A big patch.
Oh, God. Where'd you put the hair?
I put it in the sink.
Okay, good. Good. Doesn't
that
make...
And some of it in your bed.
Can I get pregnant with that or something? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
I
got
that more trained.
Now I got to get Athena tested.
You may get a hemorrhoid, too, so be careful.
Yeah, we better watch
out. Little Artie running around.
Now before he blows his hemorrhoid, man. Put some minutes on that card.
Little evil Arties. Oh, dude, yeah, we got to put minutes on the card. Then we're going to call Nunu's numbers. Then we're going to call some more from Lonesome Loser. In the meantime, Artie's going to do his first run. Artie, you ready?
Take the cam off.
Well, you got to get off cam. You got to take your cam. Oh, I have the control, right?
Yeah, well, we go. There we go. It doesn't matter.
Did you just unplug it?
No, it's pointed at the monitor.
All right, well, good for you. All right, well, let's get that ready. Let's play some appropriate music, everybody, I guess. I don't know what to play. Any suggestions here? We could play Mary Jane. I guess that makes sense, right?
No, play some Bob Marley, man.
Bob Marley? Is that the best we can do here?
Yeah.
Nah.
Oh yeah, man. Bob Marley, that's as good as it gets, man.
What's a pot smoking song for Bob Marley? I don't know. I don't know this stuff. Lively Up Yourself. No, what's it called? What's that one? There's one he talks about smoking weed. Easy Skanking, isn't that the one?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
All right, I think this is the one. All right,
hey,
Artie.
Bob Marley, you're pretty much getting it right.
All right, so guys, give me about 5 minutes. Let me take care of Artie over here. Make sure he knows what he's doing. I'm not going to be partaking.
Oh, yeah, you also got to block out your cam because I'm kind of in
make
it.
Sure.
Are you in it, really? Well, no one's going to see that. No one's going
to
see
the
that.
Camera, man.
All right, and then we're going to add some more minutes to the card, and we're going to call the feminists. Just a moment. We'll be right back.
We're going to call the hater, Mexican hater. Stay tuned.
Gay Mexican hater. So what's up with Now Live? It's like really bad quality, like audio now, right? I'm having a lot of trouble.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Miss...
Yes, it is.
Hey, big... How you doing, baby?
Who is this?
This is Raul Martinez. I wanted to know, between me and you, did you know that it's proper that when the Mexican flag touches the ground or is bunched up that you're supposed to burn it?
Oh. Hold on a minute. I didn't know anything about that.
That's the proper way to dispose of any flag, ma'am. Any flag in the United Nations code.
I didn't dispose of anything, sir.
Well, you did. You took it and you let it touch the ground.
I did not do that at all.
It touched the ground.
No, it did not.
I heard you dried your car with it, right? I heard you washed your car.
I did not.
You dried. You washed your car.
I did not.
Woman,
I did not.
You washed your car and you dried the car with the Mexican flag.
That is not true.
You're disgusting. You know what I'm going to do tonight? I'm going to wash my dog, and I'm going to dry him off with the American flag and dry his ass off with it and everything. There's nothing you can do about it.
No, that's your problem. I'm not intending to do anything about it. You don't know what you're talking about.
What if I wash my car with the American flag?
Well, that'll be up to you.
You think it's so good?
Why are you calling me? Why are you calling me?
Because you desecrated the Mexican flag.
I didn't desecrate anything,
you
sir.
You put it on the floor and you stomped up and down on it. Yes, you
did. I
did
not. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, my wife said that you did. She saw you doing
that. Well, she's lying.
You went up and down and you said, ha, 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 ha.
No, I did not.
Like this.
Ha, I did not.
Ha, ha, ha.
I did not.
You're sick, bad woman.
I did not do that.
You're sick, mean.
I didn't do that.
Nasty
woman. I don't
woman.
Do that.
Shame on you, woman.
Oh, why are you calling me? It's over.
You desecrated the flag of the greatest...
I didn't desecrate anything.
The most powerful nation in North America. You desecrated our beautiful flag.
Me.
In a war, we'd kick your ass. You know we would. There'd be no fight
We're
in Texas.
We're not in a war.
Well, when we are in a war, when Mexico and America finally go at it for resources, for our natural resources...
You're not any Mexican.
Well, I am a Mexican. Yes, I am.
Well, you're not. You don't even sound like a Mexican. You probably go to the university somewhere.
I do what?
You're not a Mexican.
I go to a university somewhere. You say, oh, look.
Probably.
Hey, Artie, it's Miss Cleo. Miss Cleo's on the line, everybody. Oh. Sick woman. Shame on you. I'm going to hang up on you now. When I call back, I expect you to purchase 3 Mexican flags, and I want you to frame 2 of them, and the other one, I want you to fly on a flagpole on the top.
I'm not
and
doing anything like that.
The order you're going to fly is Mexican flag first, then the state flag of California, and then under that, the American flag. That's how you're going
to
fly
it. I don't have to do anything today.
You do, because if not, I'm going to report you to the Mexican federales.
Oh,
and they're going to sue you for desecrating the Mexican flag.
Oh, that's fine.
It's against the Mexican Constitution. And you're going to be...
It is not Mexico.
But we'll extradite you. We have permission. Vicente Fox himself says he wants to do it.
Are you drunk?
No.
Why are you calling here?
I'm not drunk. I'm not drunk, ma'am. I'm not American people.
What you're talking about.
I'm not American people that get drunk, sick people that get drunk and desecrate other good countries' flags, like you did. You're under the influence of alcohol when you did it.
Yeah, you pendejo.
Mm-hmm.
Are you through?
Wait a minute. Now I'm through.
Hang up.
I give you permission to hang up the phone. I command you to hang up
pendejo.
The phone. I command you to hang up the phone, woman.
You're not commanding me anything. I'm not rude. If you'll get through
you
and get through
cunt.
With your rattling
right.
on...
I command you to hang up the phone right now. You will end this phone call. I say it, and it will happen.
I'm not doing anything you say.
All right, then we'll stay here, and you're going to listen to everything I have to say then. You're going to stay on the phone with me and never hang up. Is that what we're going to do?
She just put the phone down. She's a chicken, a yellow chicken, a flag desecrator, and a home wrecker, too, and an alcoholic.
What you saying, bitch?
She didn't say nothing.
She was about to say something.
What, now?
Oh, she was just about to. It sounded like she breathed.
Hang up the phone there, Artie.
Olale.
Well, I'll give you. You're racist, Artie, man. Olale. Mexicans don't say that.
I know.
I said no such thing. That one goes out to Nunu. Nunu out there in the United Kingdom. I'm hoping she liked that.
Play El Cooper Trouble right now. Trust me, it ties in.
Gatling 30mm. Boy, I love hearing Artie eat in the background. Let's turn that up. Wow, that's great audio right there. Hello, Mr. Regales. Bring back Eddie and Fat Fuck Jack. Jack Masterson, Eddie Garcia. We haven't done those voices in a while, huh? I have Jewish audio.
Send it to play El Cooper Trouble song right now. It ties in really well with what's going on.
Let's do it. All right, and while we do that, we're going to set up the next prank call. This is going to be to the Chubbs Bar. And that's in Fargo. Good movie. Why is it not playing? Oh, I know why. Durr. Hang on, let's try that again. Fucking thing.
Dun, 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 dun.
Chubbs Pub?
Big Chubbs, how you doing, buddy?
What's up?
You guys potato chips there?
We always carry potato chips.
That's good. What about cold cut sandwiches?
No, we don't have that. We're a bar.
But you have potato chips, though, right?
Yeah, potato chips.
Are you supposed to be serving food if you serve alcohol? Is that not shady?
No, we're just the bar and off sale.
A what sale?
A bar and an off sale.
What's an off sale, man?
Liquor store.
Oh, but the liquor store is attached to the bar.
Correct.
You know, that wouldn't fly where I come from.
It wouldn't be right if it wasn't that way up here in most towns.
Yeah, I come from Mexico. Over there, I tried to drink a beer when I was 16 years old, and they threatened to cut my hand off with a machete. And then I woke up and I realized I was in Syria. Yeah. You know, you can't even drink alcohol in Syria.
I gotta let you go. I'm busy in here, bud.
I command you not to let me go.
All right, bye. All
right. I was gay. I don't know what to do. I don't want to call bars. I don't want to call bars because they're just like, meh. Ooh, we got the Greasy Spoon Cafe. Hell yeah. We can call that. What can we talk to a cafe about there, Artie? Milkman talk, whoever's paying attention.
We got the munchies.
You got the munchies, sir. How do you feel? Any difference?
No, not really. I'm hungry, though.
I told you. He blew that damn smoke, like, right over towards me.
And we will die. El Chupacabra.
All right, here we go. We're going to call the Greasy Spoon Cafe, folks.
El Chupacabra.
Come on, Greasy Spoon Cafe, pick up the phone. Everyone out there, when you put your hands up, put your arm, extend one arm out like this right here, like I'm doing on cam. I'm going to put your hands up and want to pray to God, please let the Greasy Spoon Cafe pick up the phone in the name of Jesus. Use your powers. I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think we have a healing here tonight, Artie.
Praise him. Yay.
All right, well. Ryan has terminated that call there.
Well, fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them right up it.
I don't know if you guys... Bless you. I don't know if you guys have been watching The Shield, but it's been very exciting. If you don't watch The Shield, you should watch it. 4 episodes left in the whole show, and it's heating up.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Milkman, so tell us what happened. Milkman, what concert? You were going to go to a concert tonight, and it got canceled, huh?
Dude, listen to this crap, dude. I ordered tickets for Neil Young live tonight with Death Cab with Cutie and Everest. And unknown reason, the concert was canceled.
I wonder what happened. Maybe one of them went into, like, rehab.
To receive a refund.
Maybe one of them had like, a rehab or DUI.
They were playing in San Diego last night.
Hmm.
And then tomorrow they're going to play in Reno.
Are you going to go to Reno instead?
So I don't know what's going on, man. Nah, dude, I can't, man. I'm taking a day off, though.
You're going to take a day off?
Check this out, man. I just got a call a minute ago, man.
Mom?
I went down to the front desk.
Okay.
Guess what I found laying on the floor?
Bag of weed.
$41.
Smoke weed every day.
You got $41?
Laying on the floor, dude. I was like, yeah, baby. There's a good present, man. You know, so, hey, man, I think it's good at my concert. But $41 later, I'm still happy.
Shit, dude, you got a day off. You get up tomorrow early and get some pancakes, man. Get some pancakes ordered to your room.
Or get some Chinese food, some pancake faces.
Artie, how many tacos did you have tonight?
I had 8.
And you said you want more?
Yeah.
There's no more food in this house. Artie's eating all the food in this house. Oh, yeah. You're begging me for...
break my yoga and make a smiley face.
Ooh. All right. Well, let's continue here. They're closed, dude. They close at 10.
Oh, well, fuck them.
Yeah, they're right next... They'll deliver here, but they're closed. They close at 10, man. It's Orlando. Nothing's open past 11.
Shout out. Welcome back some of our old friends here at the Mad House. Miss Ellie, Mr. Mark, Duke, Mr. Matt, welcome back. We got Mr. Nunez. We got a party going here.
All right.
And our prank factor.
Is Syndicate up? What's going on, Artie? Can you give me a status on Syndicate? Or do we have audio? Do we have video? What's going on?
Let's see. Let's ask. Put a 1 in the room if you have the audio.
Please do. Let us know.
Bitches.
Meeble gets 5001950 says, are you drunk? She was funny. No. She was funny, but I was not drunk. Thank you for pointing that out. Is the phone line open, Carlito? You know what? I don't think it is. Hollywood wants to call in. All right, cool. There is audio. I can hear it. Good. All right, so we're coming through. Okay, Hollywood wants to call in, everybody. Let's go ahead and clear up the line here. Are there more feminists? I thought we only had 1. Deanna Della Vadova.
All the fucking feminists. Do it now.
Yeah. Look at that. We do have more.
Do it now.
Fuck with them, man.
Yeah, man. All right, dude. Hey, and I just wanted to mention, I don't know if High Pitch Eric is out there or whatever it may be, but the Craptacular was funny. He won it. High Pitch Eric and the Craptacular. Funny stuff. If you missed it, you should listen to it. So listen to it now. I'm sure they're going to replay it tonight.
Fuck you.
We should get him on air.
I don't think he's ever called on my show, but he's talked to me off air a few times and cursed me out.
Well, let's call him up.
You got his number?
I think someone in the room does.
Actually, he did call, but he did cuss and carry on like a fool.
He did? Yeah, he hates us. He's not nice with us. We're not nice with him. Anyway, Hollywood should be calling in here in a second.
I'm gonna cut your throat.
Any second, Hollywood Vanya will be calling in. We got some more feminists to call here. We also have got, they said today or yesterday, they said on the video that he has an inverted penis. That it actually goes in. If you can imagine, I don't know how that happens, but it's, they saw him naked. They had a live video feed of him taking a shit and he was naked and they said it was like an innie. Okay.
You know all about that, don't you, Carlito?
Milkman, here you go. We got Denny's in Mesa, Arizona, and Tempe, Arizona, coming in. We also got Sheetz. Sheetz has a good selection of potato chips. They're a Pennsylvania chain of convenience store. I've been to them. Actually, Sheetz, those are the ones that got. You go into Sheetz, Artie. I'll tell you what. I don't know if you ever been. Have you ever been up north to Pennsylvania or something like that?
I don't remember.
There was this place, Sheetz, right? You go into the gas station, the convenience store. They're open 24/7. You go in. And there's a computer screen in front of you, and it's a touch screen, right? And you pick what you want to eat, and then you don't have to order it with the person, so they mess it up. You pick what you want, and if you want ketchup or hold the tomatoes or whatever it is, and then they just make it for you, and they give it to you at the cash register, ready to go.
Damn.
It's like a touchscreen. You don't even talk to anybody.
Now, is there, like, capacity to how much you can order with a touchscreen?
I don't know. I don't remember much of it. I don't know if any of our Pennsylvania listeners out there can tell us. Jupe, he's in Pennsylvania. I'm sure there's sheets out there.
Pennsylvania.
Where he lives. All I know is that when I go to Pennsylvania, one of the things that I love the most is there's that gas station, Turkey Hill, and they have the best iced tea out there, especially sugar-free. They've got, like, sugar-free...
What about Poland Springs water?
Pomegranate. Oh, Poland Springs water. I did bring some back when I flew back from Pennsylvania. I bought it at the airport so I could pass through with it. I bought it at the little store. It cost me like $3 for a bottle of Poland Spring, but God, that's some damn good water, man, Poland Spring. You guys have Poland Spring over there, but down here we've got Zephyr Hills, and Zephyr Hills is a damn good water, too. Matter of fact, I was drinking of that gallon.
Arrowhead out here.
What do you got?
Arrowhead.
Ah, that sounds like crap. Sounds like bear shit in that lake that they get that water from. Sounds like crap. MST3 Clay says the last one we prank called, June Griffin, she's running for government. She's running for some type of title. Interesting. Is Hollywood calling in? I'm going to move on here. I don't have a call from him yet. Is your phone working, Artie?
Before it gets too late.
Is the battery up?
And if Hollywood can join in, that'd be good. But at least get them famous pissed off.
Yeah, call the toll-free line. See if it rings through. Oh, here we go. We got a call. We got someone in here.
I thought you were on that.
No, not on that. On the cell phone, your cell phone. You can test out the...
I think I have it saved.
1-888-278-8509. Let us know if that's working.
Let's call the feminist.
278. Yeah, we're going to call the feminist here. We're going to call the... 888-278-8509. All right, we're getting that ready here. We are going to call a feminist next. Don't worry.
Busy.
It's busy? Fuck. That's not right. Let me try to fix that.
Hold on.
Oh, hang on. It's disabled. That's why. Okay. The toll-free line should be up now. Good test. No more testing. That's fine. Should be ringing now. Hollywood, you're more than welcome to call in now. Let's go ahead and play the rest of... let's play a song while we get ready for the next prank call. More feminists coming up. Fuck AC/DC.
I love AC/DC.
I do too. I don't like their station on XM Sirius. I haven't listened to it yet, actually. I can't find it on the damn dial.
Have you heard the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, it's actually pretty. I got the songs.
Hello?
Here. Hello, how you doing there? What do you mean you're doing what? You didn't complete your sentence.
Oh.
Hello. Hi. Hello, ma'am.
Yes.
I'm calling with the RNC. And we have here registered that you were a Hillary Clinton supporter, and we understand that she's no longer, you know, actually in the running for president. We were wondering if you'd possibly be willing to switch your vote to the Palin side, the Republican side.
You're calling me at 11:30 at night, and I'm going to write in Hillary's name.
No.
Yeah.
They're going to reject your ballot if you do that, you know.
Well, the last time I counted, write-ins work, so thank you for calling.
It's an automatic rejection, and they hand count it, and it gets lost. It happened in Florida. Anyone who does a write-in gets a rejected secretly. They don't take you seriously because so many people were writing in Bill Cosby and Mickey Mouse. I didn't get to do the part about her having a vagina. She ain't going to answer you. You're 19. She doesn't listen to you, man. Come on.
Call her cell phone now, dude. Call her cell phone.
What's the oldest lady you've been involved with there?
You're fine.
Yeah, Artie.
24.
24-year-old, and you're 19 or you're 18 at the time?
The only woman I've been involved with.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have her cell phone number, Milkman. Where's his cell phone number to speak of?
The phone, landline and the cell phone number, I believe.
He didn't send me shit, is what I said. God damn it. We got a Turkey Hill restaurant coming in from Lonesome Loser. Good call, man. Good tea over there. I would do anything for a nice, tall glass of cold Turkey Hill diet orange tea. What, did you call me a pussy, sir?
No, a tall glass of pussy.
Oh, yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Is this yours, Carlito?
What's that?
This nail file?
What's Athena's nail file? I don't even have nails.
I figured you were a Metro.
I chew my nails.
I figured you were at least Metro and maybe gay.
I'm so fucking hardcore, I chew my nails to the bone. Look at that. Look at that. Look at the fingernails. No, nothing. I can't do anything with my fingernails. They don't exist. I bite them every day. I chew them as much as I can. They bleed sometimes.
What else do you chew on?
Cigars.
And? Daddy's cigar?
No, my own cigar. I have that talent. I'm like Ron Jeremy. All right, we're going to play some more of this song and do the next call. Let's go ahead
what
and get...
What song is this?
Have a Drink on Me. Oh. We're going to call Turkey Hill, everybody. This one is in East Freedom, Pennsylvania, as opposed to West Freedom. All right, we got about an hour and 15 minutes left to show. It's already late. Well, we started late, though. Then we'll go into, I don't know. We'll go into 12:45 to 1 o'clock tonight.
Artie's asking about changing the voice to man or woman. It sounds like crap. We've done it once, though. We had a good prank with it, the Dr. Nargis. I would play it, but we played it for so long. Jesus.
Hey, use the megaphone this time.
It's broken.
We cannot come to the phone this time.
Leave a message.
Leave your name and phone number, and we'll call you back as soon as
try
possible.
To crack the phone. Try to crack the box.
I'm trying to hack the answer machine. Standard answer machines, you can hang codes like 123-4-123-000.
789.
It gives you control of the answer machine. You can hear their messages, change their outgoing message and all that stuff. Yeah, it doesn't always work, but you've never done that before? See, you're 19. You don't remember the days when people had answering machines, do you?
No, oh, it's just built in.
See, you just all you know, right, answering machines? You don't remember when, back in the day, Artie.
When I was like three.
Yeah, you had your phone, and next to the phone you had another box that had tapes in it. It had one tape and another tape, and then it was your answering machine. So when people called, the tape would start and record it. And when you came home, if you saw the light flash and you hit the button, it would rewind, and you have to wait and go. And then
these days, it's all digital.
Now it's all digital. It's all voicemail too. It's all in.
Call, Draper Marcus.
Thank you for giving. You don't give out people's first names.
Oh, shit.
You stupid asshole. Hello, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hollywood Vine. Yeah, how you doing?
Just to warn you, Artie accidentally gave out your name on the air by looking at the caller ID.
Oh, you bastard.
Hey, man, I'm a little high.
Wow.
He gets negative.
That's your first time, man. It took me six times before I felt anything. Come on.
Yeah. Sorry about the line. I thought the line was active, and alas, it was not active.
No, that's cool.
Cool. So how you been? We got a new car, huh?
Yes.
What car did you get?
I did get... I got a 2009 Cobalt.
Oh, did you really?
This thing is great, though. I mean, my last one was a Cobalt, too, but this one's tricked out big time.
I don't know.
It's got everything in it.
All I know is that last time I went to Pennsylvania in, when was it? About a month ago, 2 months ago, we rented a Chevy Cobalt, yellow one. It was a 2008, and I don't know. It was kind of weird. It was comfortable, you know, but... It had a weird ride to it and stuff, but I'm sure the newer version is probably better. But if you test drove it and everything, right?
It's 36. I get about 36 miles a gallon.
Well, that's pretty good. Okay, yeah. Athena drove it. I didn't, and she was telling me, "Oh, it's getting bad mileage. Maybe she probably doesn't know how to drive. That's what it is." She's probably like, "Oh, good."
She's a woman.
She had it in second gear the whole time. Probably she didn't even know.
Yeah, it could be.
Women can't drive, right?
Yeah, they can. They can drive. Woman hit my car. I should bring up those pictures again. Bring that whole mess up.
Yeah.
Let's
so hey, does that come
Let's
with XM in it?
Number?
Does it come?
Yeah.
With,
yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
I have an XM subscription already.
Oh, really?
But they're telling me I can get the Sirius stations for an extra $4.95 a month.
Yeah, you can get Best of Sirius on XM. What are those? Howard stations?
Howard, ESPN.
Martha Stewart.
Yes, Martha Stewart.
Yeah, a few other ones. Yeah, I've got Best of XM on Sirius. I've got Opie and Anthony, the Virus Station. I got that.
Yeah.
Oprah, that I don't listen to. AC/DC, I've got somewhere there.
Yeah. You can't find them, though, huh?
Yeah, I can't. I've tried to find it. I know I've got the channels because it says the stupid thing is on my radio on the Sirius one. When you get the Best of XM, all the channels for Sirius they say you know they show you Lithium, you know Grind, whatever they show all, you know Howard 100. Howard, these here it just says XM and a number. That's all it says. It's XM 200, 201. So you have no idea if you're listening to you know the basketball station, where the football game is, or if you're listening
or the gay channel.
Or the gay channel. Is there a gay channel in that channel?
I don't know. I don't listen to
the Martha
satellite.
Stewart channel.
The Martha Stewart.
Oh, yeah, Martha Stewart.
Well, no, Sirius has OutQ, I think, right?
You'd know.
I prank called them once in the air. It was pretty funny.
Oh, you did?
Well, they were like, yeah, they were talking about bears. You know, bears, like, you know, the big, hairy, big guys, you know? Like,
oh,
me and
God.
You. So I called in and I had a bear sound effect in the background. And I was like, yeah, you know, my boyfriend, he's a bear, and I think he's violent. What should I do? And the guy's like, oh, well, you should definitely get us. Like, oh, my God, wait, he's home. And then in the background, they got, like a bear. And the guy's like, oh, very funny. God. And he, like, hung up on me. Yeah, I got to find that. That's ages ago.
Yeah, you got to find that.
Yeah. That was early 2006. That was like a Thursday. It was like a Friday night show or a Sunday night show. Something weird. Some weird night.
Oh,
like
they're so big.
They always do weird shows.
You know, so, yeah, he's violent. He comes home, you know, angry. He's like, oh, well, you need to get out, honey. You got to get out of that. And the next day, I played in the background his loud bear mauling meme. He's like, oh, very, he cut me off like right off. He's like, it's very funny. Very original, sir. Very. He was, like, so offended. Oh, God.
Good.
You got to watch out for bears, man. They come home drunk, angry after work.
Yeah, damn, like Athena.
Like Athena, yeah. She comes home angry, drunk after work. That's what it is. All right, so let's do a prank call. Who do you want to call there, Hollywood? Did you see those feminists? I sent you that in the MIRC.
Yeah, let's see.
We talked to Deanna. We got Marsha Pappas now. If you
Marsha Pappas is fine.
Pappas.
I know how pissed you get when someone hits a number.
Yeah, it really offends me. All right, hang up the phone so we can do the call here.
I'm sorry, what? I
not you. You're okay. Artie's pushing buttons like, oh, I got a phone for the first time. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
You know those guys that pretend they're drunk.
Yeah, he's pretending he's high. I'm so high. All right, we're gonna do this call then. This is to. She's a feminist. So you got that? New York? What's it? A TV channel she's on or something? Oh, National Organization of Women of New York. Okay, there we go. Okay, cool. All right, don't go anywhere, man.
All right.
And nobody else go anywhere for that matter. We'll be right back.
Hello, you have reached.
Hello.
I'm. Yes. Hi, my name is Ann. I understand it's late right now, but I have an emergency. Can you give me some information, some help, real quick? My boss at work is continually touching me and trying to make passes at me, and I don't know what to do.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't help you this late at night.
Well, what's the difference between late at night? This is the only time that I have available. He is watching me constantly, and I can't call any other time.
Well, you have just called my home number.
Right. I got your number from Sarah. From Sarah. She told me to call you at any time, and this is the first chance that I've gotten. He's actually, my boss has me sleeping at work on the couch. And I've got to kind of keep my voice down a little bit because I think he may be here listening, or he may have the room bugged. He won't let me out of here at all, and I don't know what to do.
I can barely hear you. You're very staticky.
Can you? Well, you're here in New York, right?
I'm sorry?
You're here in New York, right?
Barely, I can barely hear you. But you know,
are you
sorry.
Here? Well, ma'am, can you just come pick me up here at the office? I've got to have somebody because he locks it from the outside and I can't get out.
Well, you have to call the office if you need help.
Okay. Well, I'm in the office right now.
Yes, but you'll have to call my office. I can't help you. It's midnight, and you shouldn't not be calling me at this number.
I'm so sorry, but this is the only time that I have available. Oh, gosh, he's coming in. Don't hurt me. Are you there, Marsha? Hello?
To place a call, press 1. Since you're recorded.
She's like, I can't help you. I didn't hear any staticness at all.
She was making up excuses.
She's a lying woman.
She didn't want to save me.
Lion
Chunk. Hollywood, what's the last show that I sent you to edit? I don't remember.
Probably on a cheap ass phone.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Did I send you the Saturday stuff? No, right? Did I send you? No.
I kept looking for it up on the website, and I could never find it. It was never there under that one folder.
Everyone who's listening live, who listens to the podcast, there's a few of you out there who've said, hey, where's the show? What's going on? Yeah. I've had 3 exams this week. I've had a report also this week that I had to do. So I've fallen behind on the podcast for the Saturday show. That's the only one that's missing, right? We're only missing one show right now, I think. Maybe two?
Two,
right? Yeah. Wake up!
Last Thursday and Saturday.
You gotta love that new car smell, huh?
That's what I want. Oh, yeah.
Or do you want what? Chicken teriyaki on sticks?
Yes.
How do they do that?
Today.
I don't know.
On sticks? What's the difference?
Long pieces of meat.
Look, I want to explain this, guys, if you can listen to this. This menu has chicken teriyaki, and then it also has chicken teriyaki on sticks.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
They put them on the chopsticks so you don't have to use them.
Yeah, I guess so. That's cool. Hey, Artie, you know, we need to do the endless shrimp, dude. It's over on November 10th.
Okay, I don't really like shrimp.
You don't like red lobster shrimp?
I never really had shrimp.
But it's endless. I mean, it doesn't end. It keeps coming and coming.
I'll put them out of business.
It's bullshit. You go there, right? And like, oh yeah, you got endless.
You got four hours.
I met that guy. That guy's awesome. I met that dude.
How do you turn the volume down?
On what? On that receiver?
Yeah.
I don't know. The mic volume? I don't think.
Fuck it.
Don't talk so loud, you
douchebag. Fuck it.
Keep doing that. And I can. Don't think I can't. I lost track. I forgot what I was going to talk about. Something fun. Hey.
Whoop.
All right, hang up the phone so we can do a call.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Buffet. I need to go to a buffet. I think I'm going to treat myself to that this weekend. Here we go. Oh, yeah. Someone's asking here as well. Need to release a show so I can listen when I bike. Yeah, this is the biker guy. This is this guy. He's a bicyclist. And he had he had cancer of the testicle, and they took off his testicle. I don't know. He was telling me about a story. Some guy.
Cancer of the testicle? Wasn't that
one testicle?
What's his name?
I don't know.
Who's that famous biker?
Yeah, you told me you only had one testicle.
I have 3 testicles, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I heard you could sell your testicle for like $10,000.
Why would you? Who would want that?
I don't know, but $10,000. What the fuck?
Ridiculous.
Can you keep the sperms?
Yeah. Well, you only need one to make a kid.
Yeah, but it takes a lot of them to get there. They have to fight each other. If not, this one sperm by itself is just like, do-do-do-do-do-do, and then it doesn't do anything. You got to have a lot of sperm. They all activate each other, and they run.
Oh.
Really fast, yeah.
Well, my balls are the size of grapefruit, so I think I'm good.
Thank you for telling me that. I appreciate that. You're going to get some girl pregnant, Artie, is what's going to happen. And I'm not going to be here to help you out.
Could you imagine a baby, Artie?
I wonder when you sit down, your legs spread straight out. Because your balls are so big, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's not the thighs that are getting in the way. Okay. I do. I have to sit like that, stretched out all the time. All right. Anyway, the next call. Who do we say we're calling? They were calling a business?
We're calling Papa John's for some pizza.
I'm going to call your mom for some pizza. We're going to call, okay. Let me send you the numbers first of all. I'm going to start with Mario's
pizza.
What's
the number? I'll dial it.
How do you know how to dial? It's on speed dial. Stop. Are you done? Because you're ruining the show. It's bad audio when you do that.
Okay, there.
All right, great.
It's
thanks.
Dialing.
We have to edit that in post-production now. Huh?
Yeah. You're making me... Hollywood's the one that's editing it anyway. All right, let me send that to you here, Hollywood. I got a bunch of numbers here. The most important one here, this place, I don't know, have you ever been to Pennsylvania or had the chance to drink Turkey Hill? I'm telling you, it's very...
I love iced tea, though.
Oh, this is the best of the iced teas.
Let's call 911.
No, it's not. Okay, we're going to call Denny's if you'd like. We also have Spud's Pizza. We got Mario's Pizza. Quick
call
trip.
Mario's Pizza and ask for Pigeon Pizza again.
Pigeon Pizza, okay, we can do that. Do I have I thought I had the Mario music.
Should I hang up?
Yeah, don't talk so loud on the fucking mic.
Why?
Because it sounds bad and you piss people off at home.
Can you hear me fine?
I can't hear what you're saying.
Hang up, sucker. Yes, that's fine right there.
You bitch.
We got to get Artie to do some prank calls through here. What characters do you do? Do you Artie?
Just me.
Artie, evil Artie, and?
Just me.
Just you?
Yeah.
What do you call for beers?
And then
I don't know. I just fucking go with it.
You call about penises? Is that what you say? Is that your thing? What's your M.O.?
No, I just go with it, bitch.
All right, bitch, let's do this. Mario's Pizza, everybody. Enjoy this little song here that has nothing to do with Mario, I don't think. No, this is Mario Rap by MC Chris. You're a big fan of MC Chris, aren't you there?
Yeah, right, man.
Good guy. Met him in person, actually, in Orlando. Yeah, there we go.
Borrow my car, and then you give it a test.
What, the Mario test?
Mario. Mario's a fucking psycho.
It's 1986, I'm in the first grade. I'm working really hard to get Mario laid. I gotta save the princess so he can get the pussy. Believe me, Mario will get that ass, so fuck Luigi. Mario really wants to get her in bed. So bad that he's busting up bricks with his head. He just wants sex, so forget the wedding bells. Jumping on little mushroom men and turtle shells. Dropping down green pipes and secret passageways. Making his move to the end where the final castle lays. Eat a magic mushroom, grow a little higher. Eat a white flower and spit balls of fire. All these creatures that attack won't cut Mario slack. Oh shit, hold on, I'll be right back.
Villa Pizza?
Yeah, what's the largest size pizza you guys carry?
The largest size pizza?
Yeah.
Just a second.
Hey, what's the largest size pizza? What's the largest size pizza we carry?
We only have one size and it's cut into six slices.
One size? How big are the slices?
I don't know exactly.
Can you go measure one for me real quick? I just need to know, how many to order.
Just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
How can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. How big are the slices in your pizza?
It'd be like going to Pizza Hut and getting two slices of equal or one slice.
Pizza Hut and getting like two slices?
Hello, honey.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Who are you talking to?
I'm sorry, there's no pizza.
Who's this on the phone with my husband?
I'm sorry, I ruined that. I was trying to do this whole. Who are you talking to? Was that your version of Jack Masterson? That was pretty good, actually. What were you using, a marker or what exactly?
Yeah,
marker is perfect for it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I took that idea from Phil Henry.
To place a call, press 1. To listen.
All right, I like that MC Chris.
Can you measure it for me?
Can you measure it? She's like, oh, if you go down to any
pizza. Why would she not know that they can only carry one size pizza?
I like big sausage pizza.
Yeah, so do people just call and ask for pizza? Like, has she taken order and ever noticed? Huh, no one ever says medium or large. Duh.
Carlito loves big sausage pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I like to... I do like to take mini pizzas. You know the small pizzas from Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
You let them sit for about 15 minutes with the top open in the box, right? And then you roll it up and you put it on the hard one. And I'm telling you, it's perfect right there.
What you do is you take one of those, just a medium-sized pizza, like the Totino's.
Right.
You heat it up just a little bit.
Right.
You wrap it up. You fold it up right around... your wing wang, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And let her go to town.
Oof.
Well, don't let her bite down, though, is the main thing.
Yeah, that's important. You know what I've heard, actually, the real thing in jail, they do this a lot in prison. They get liver, like, you know those little tubs of liver?
Yeah.
And that they leave it out to get to room temperature, or they put it down on top of the TV or something like that. And they actually open up and they do it. They... You know, they do their thing inside
they
the thing.
They cut a hole in it.
Not even, they just take the lid off and do it. They said it feels like the real thing, is what they say.
Okay, I'll get some liver.
Artie, you want to try that? Not here. You can try that at your house.
Yeah, I can try it
here.
No, you can't.
No,
it's right out there on the couch.
I've got these tubs of Jell-O here, but that'll melt.
It's right at the couch.
It's right at the couch.
On the couch out there.
That's not nice to say. Yeah, that's funny. Dude.
I'll knock you out.
Fiance's fucking liver, yeah. Is the video working now? What's going on?
I don't know. It's all fucked up on here.
I got this fucking... I hate this hat. All right. So
why do you wear it?
I don't know. It's just fucking new.
As part of his persona.
All right, so let's call the next one. We got Spud's Pizza Parlor.
Okay.
Well, man, I'll start this one off.
Should I hang up?
Okay.
Yeah, please hang up.
Okay, Carlito.
Thank you, sir.
I think you like five people talking to him at once.
As he did on purpose. All right. All right, hang on, everybody. We're going to play some more Mario rap while we get Spud's Pizza Parlor on the line. Fuck yeah. If you let her free, you get the pussy. Oh, were you there? That was good timing. I don't know what I'm telling Artie over here. If he wants to get the pussy, he needs to get jewelry for the girl.
Can I help you?
Yes, hi. I had a question, ma'am. I was just wondering if I had come in earlier tonight and I thought that you would look good in some diamond stud earrings and I was crazy enough to buy you a pair, If I had seen you earlier tonight when I came in and I thought that you would look beautiful in a pair of diamond stud earrings, and I went ahead and I went to the mall and bought them, what would you say if I came in and gave them to you?
Thanks, but no thanks.
But why? Are you married?
I am.
How long
have
you
been? And this is a business hunt, so I really don't have time for a conversation like this, so.
But I have a food order. Damn it.
I should have came on like Dino.
No, call her back.
Yeah,
Dino.
Dino be like, you fucking bitch.
I'll start placing an order and ask her.
Ask her about diamond studs.
Ask her if you can give her a pearl necklace then.
Yeah. All right, I'll spoof the number of someone else. You can.
Okay.
We'll do that. This is the beauty of spoof tell, man.
Ask her about
we'll do the order. Get her into it. You know what I mean? Like, get her all involved, and at the end, bring up the jewelry.
I guess at 420. Yeah. Kicking in there.
That's not me. I'm fine. See, Artie's over there coughing. Proof right there. The proof is in.
I know.
The damn pudding. Damn. Let's put some. There you go. You got to learn how to use that phone, Artie. And stop hitting buttons when you're hanging up, you big fat-fingered fuck. What's wrong with you?
Guess what button?
Your big sausage fingers. What number's right next to the off button? That's probably the one.
No,
number three.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
It was a surround. It was five.
You used your pinky finger and you hit like three buttons in the process. It's like.
Okay, let's see if you can guess again.
Right.
Let's play the guessing game.
Okay, let's play. I bet you I can get this. All right, hang on. Let me think. Do it again. Okay, I know already. It's either
confirmed number for you.
All right, it's either
D-Gray,
three. It's either 3, 5, or 7, right?
He just sent you eight.
No.
He just sent you a number, man.
It's either 3, 5,
D-talk.
Or 7. 8. All right, stop hitting the fucking buttons now. That's enough of your stupid game. We're just looking for an excuse to play with the fucking game, the fucking phone.
Am I?
We need to play that game again.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
All right, don't go anywhere, Hollywood. We'll be right back, folks.
Are we going to call that bitch back?
Yeah, we're going to call her back. Jack, Hollywood's going to get the pizza with the pearl necklace at the end of it. Tell her at the end of the order you want to give her a pearl, you know, like. And at the end of the whole thing, I would like to give you a pearl necklace. All right, here we go.
Hermano.
Yes, hang on. Everyone stop. What's up, Milkman?
Check
yes, sir.
Check your G-Talk, man.
All right, Milkman. Jeez, what's going on? UK computers.
Confirmed, man, from AMD.
We need, I need an international card, sir.
G-Talk.
International card I need.
Shit, I thought you had an international card.
No, yours ran out.
Your Skype.
And the one that that Kokanee got us doesn't
Skype.
Work. We don't have Skype here.
I got Skype.
I don't have it.
I'll have to buy it, man.
All right, guys, hey.
All right,
executive decision here. You're all on timeout. I'm going to start muting people. Why do you dumb fat sausage fingers over here doesn't know how to use a phone? I bet you if you lived in a time with the rotary dial phones, you know what that was, Artie?
No.
Next to your answering machine, your phone, you stuck your finger in these holes and you had to turn it. Your fingers probably will not have fit. You probably had to have the special dialing wand.
You had to have a pencil.
The pencil with the eraser. All right, we'll be right back.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please mash the keypad with your palm now.
Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to place an order I'm going to pick up.
Okay. Can you hold for just a moment?
Sure.
That may have been a mistake.
Why? Because he asked for an order? It's some guy's name.
All right, what can we get for you?
Yes, ma'am. I need to get two of your, I guess, you only have one size pizza, right? What's your largest size pizza?
It's a 15-inch pizza.
Uh-huh. How many slices in that?
Well, it's 10 squares, so about 12 to 15.
Okay, perfect. I need two of those. Can I get Supreme?
Or a combination?
Yeah, does that have anchovies?
No.
Okay, good. No, we don't want any anchovies. I got a friend over here that is deathly gets sick of those.
Right.
Excuse me, I've been sick. Do you guys carry the liters of drinks?
No, we don't.
Okay, do you have any drinks at all?
We have fountain drinks you can get to go.
Okay, how much are those?
It depends on what size you want. I think
I got eight buddies over here right now. We've been drinking a lot tonight and just wanted to get some food in us.
Okay.
I guess I'm going to need about eight of those.
You can order those when you get here.
Okay.
So you said you wanted two pizzas. What were the pizzas? You said one Supreme.
The Supreme, right, both of them Supreme.
Okay.
Now, does that have the vegetables and everything on it, too?
They have pepperoni, cane, bacon, onions, mushrooms, ground beef, and sausage.
Okay, but that's not a Supreme, then, is it?
That's our Supreme combination, yes.
Okay. Wow. That's unusual, because most people, Supremes have, like, the olives and everything else. Do you guys have olives or anything?
Not ours. You can add that to it.
Okay. I think I need to add that, then.
Did you want to add those?
Yeah, I need to add some olives for sure. Are they the black olives or the green?
Black.
Okay. How long does it take?
Did you want to add anything else?
Do you have all the vegetables, too? Bell peppers, onions?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, put those in.
We have a Grand Slam that has every topping on, or every one of our toppings, if you want those instead.
Yeah, well, that'd be even better then.
So you want two large Grand Slams?
Yes.
With no anchovies?
No anchovies.
Right. Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. When I come there, would it be okay, could I give you some jewelry or possibly a pearl necklace?
You know what, okay, if you're the one that just called me a minute ago, I am really,
oh, no,
really
ma'am.
Not
I'm not the same. I'm
so
not
we're
just going to
go ahead and cancel this order.
No, go ahead and do it.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
To place a call.
She laughed at first. Was that you or did she laugh?
I wonder if she even knew what a pearl necklace was.
The real pearl necklace. The cheap one.
ZZ Top.
Yeah. That's funny though. She was so upset. She said that she laughed at first a little bit. I think I heard her laugh.
You want me to do a threesome? Like a third one?
Yeah,
later?
Do a third one.
Yeah, you want to do. We'll give her like 5 minutes, alright? Alright, we'll do one call and then we'll call her back. Artie, we'll call. Have you call her back, alright? But do the order.
Right,
get her. Just do a standard. Just do two large pepperoni and ask for like some subs, you know? Change it up. Like see if they got subs or wings or something. And at the end, do the. We'll be. What's next? I said diamond stud earrings. Hollywood said pearl necklace.
What else?
Get her a ring. We get her a ring.
How about an engagement ring?
Get her a promise ring. That's what we're going to get her a promise ring. A quarter carat promise ring.
Lost to me back.
Can I give you one of those?
Lost to me back.
Would you mind one of those quarter machine necklaces?
Yeah, the plastic ones that you bend, the bendy necklaces. Yeah. All right, let's call another one while that one gets ready here. We're going to let her stew for a little bit. Where is it at? That's in Washington State, so it's only 8:54. We might be able to call up until 9. Yeah, let's do one quick one here. We'll call her back. I'm going to call Spud's Pizza Parlor. Or okay. Did we do that? Or did we do that one? Yeah, that's the one we just called. I'm sorry.
Oh,
no.
That's the one we just called, yeah.
Quick
Trip.
Sparty's Pizza. That's another one I got here. Or what did you see there?
So there's some Quick Trips, some Sheets.
Let's call Quick Trip. Yeah, where's that in? Omaha, Nebraska? Sounds like a gas station. Yeah, we got three of them. We got the Sheets also. All right, well, let's call Quick Trip. All right, you going to take that one?
Sure.
All right, cool. Quick Trip it is. Good luck. Do they even sell basketball cards at gas stations anymore? I wonder.
I haven't seen any in a long time.
The regular season just started.
What's a basketball card?
Basketball. That was still Tops, wasn't it? Tops and Upper Deck.
No, I don't think there were any Tops.
What's Upper Deck?
Upper Deck is a card. It was a card, basketball card, a sport card company.
Oh.
Yeah.
Upper Deck, Fleer, right? And then you had
Fleer.
There was another one too.
Can we get some Fleet cards?
Yeah, they really
some Skeet cards.
Tops were the really cheap ones.
Some Skeet cards.
They were worth like pennies. I remember. I used to collect them.
As for Skeet cards,
Upper Deck were always the most expensive because they made less Skeet cards.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, if we had a card shop, we should do some basketball card calls back. Oh, we got Denny's too, man. Don't forget Denny's, home of the.
I like Denny's. The Grand Slam, remember?
The store that killed the breakfast Dagwood. All right.
Let's call them and ask for a. We can call them and ask for a home run breakfast. How much are the home run breakfasts?
Is that the one that's like, there's one that's like $3.99. Which one is that? The Great American or something? There's like a $3.99 one.
Yeah. I haven't been to Denny's in forever, man. We got IHOP.
Grand Slam.
Ring up the phone. You're stupid. That's cool. You're so stupid. You're so stupid. You always hit a fucking button. God damn it.
The Grand Slam.
Fucking moron. All right. Let's call Quick Trip, man. I'm getting really fucking tired of this idea.
The Grand Slam.
I'm doing this as a favor to Zolar because I owe Zolar some money. And this is where it gets me. And I got fat fingers over here messing up all the calls and eating all my Taco Bell food. I don't have any money.
I need some more.
Can you give me some Taco Bell? I'm kidding. No, I offered to get it. I actually had
$10 for the Taco Bell is like a lot of food.
Yeah. No, it was. I ate three of the stuff. He had $7 worth of food. I had $3 worth of food. I ate three. I had a burrito, a soft taco, and a hard taco.
Oh, I thought I had 8.
No, you had 7.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Sure, okay. You were counting them? I was like, okay, this is number 6. I got to make sure I get my $10 worth. All right, sorry. Quick Trip, everybody. More music here. Let's play some Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. This is old stuff. Before Artie was even around, before he was a sperm.
Oh, no, baby. How you doing today? How much is your gasoline, your regular gas?
I'm actually not allowed to sell it on the phone.
You're not allowed? Okay, well, you guys have the hot dogs up tonight, too?
I'm sorry?
Do you guys have hot dogs in ready to go, or are they still cooking?
Yeah, I've got hot dogs.
Okay, how many is already? Because I got some. I got to get some for my children. And
well, I've got lots of hot dogs.
Do you have at least 5?
I'm sorry?
Do you have at least 5?
I can't understand what you're saying.
What's wrong, baby? You don't speak Ebonic. Do you have at least 5? Pay attention, baby. Pay attention. Do you guys have at least 5 hot dogs ready to be eaten?
Hot dogs? Yeah, we've got hot dogs on our grill.
You got at least 5 ready, because when I was in last time, you only had 2, and they said they had enough. I had some for my children.
Yeah, there's about 15 up right now.
Okay, baby, I'll see you soon. Now, one more thing. He says you can't tell me how much your gas is over the phone.
No, ma'am, that's against federal trade regulations. We're not allowed to.
Oh, no, baby, Jesus, I wouldn't want to do something like that, make you be illegal.
I can get in trouble for that, so.
Okay, I'm sorry, baby.
No
you
problem.
Come back. Hey, what's your name, baby? I'll come see you and get some gas.
Come see Eric.
Eric?
Eric.
Is this Eric the midget?
No, he's not a midget.
Oh, okay, baby. Well, I'll come see Eric the taller one then.
All right.
All right,
have
baby.
Have a great night.
You
okay,
too.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Artie just threw a shirt on me, and it smelled like B.O. It smelled just like he looks. I'm not kidding you, man. He just took his shirt off live on cam here.
You told him he couldn't do that last week, remember?
No, but he threw the shirt on me, and he actually does smell bad. He does smell bad, everybody. I just want to report his clothes smell bad. It makes, yeah, I'm kind of like, I got a feeling in the back of my throat.
Is he wearing teabag, too? What's going on there?
No, he's got decent feet. Do not pull your pants down in front of me. Motherfucker, you will never come back in here again. All right. Nick says they have egg rolls and corn dogs there, too. Well, that's nice. Shrek is asking, are we live tonight? Are we live tonight, Artie? What's the status?
No, we're not live. We're just doing the show for no one to hear.
Okay, good deal. All right, so that's what we got. No, Syndicate, though. What's our... Are we still
on? It looks
on?
Like we're on. I haven't seen chat. There's no chat on there, though.
All right, move your mouth away from the phone a little
There's
bit.
There's no chat.
There's no chat?
No.
Hey, we need to have Artie call that lady back now.
Artie. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. It's the 12 o'clock room fart, right? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let me fix that real quick. My bad. All right, we're working on that.
We've been off for about 6 minutes.
Oh, fuck. Okay, Artie, you ready to do the call? Put your shirt back on, for God's sake.
No, I think she'll like it if my shirt's off.
She's not going to know. Just
the acoustics for the room,
it's going to slap off here, isn't it?
Got to go to justintv.com/MadhouseRadio and see who's calling her.
Exactly. All right, yeah. Ah! God damn it. All right. Okay, here we go. This is us. Do you know who you're calling?
Hold on, let me get the shirt on.
Hurry up. You got time? Why are you taking your shirts off anyway, man?
Because I know everyone loves to see it, including
Artie's taking his shirts off.
Only at his house, though.
I like urban people who add, you know, make everything plural. Like, let's go to the Walmarts, yo.
Yo, yeah.
My mom's. Yeah. Yo, I'm going to drink some waters. I like, you know, the what gets me the most, people who say axe instead of ask.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, and
can I ask you something? Or
yeah.
Do you want a solid quota?
Okay, I'll fucking hang up real quick.
I had a manager. Thanks, Artie, for hanging up. You're working on that. Keep working on that, boy. You're getting there. Good for you, Artie. He hit number 4 that time. I think it said number 3.
No, it was 3.
You moving? Oh, it was 3 still. Okay, all right, well. All right, then, man. All right, Alrighty, so again, you're going to be calling, or you're going to order, we're just going to do straight up 2 large, right? Nothing crazy this time, because she's on guard. And at the very...
1 large.
1 large?
Yeah.
Okay, just 1 large, and ask if they got calzones or subs, get into that a little bit. Don't go too deep, this is like fishing here, okay? And you got to sound natural, just like, pretend that you're...
Yeah, I'm really ordering.
Okay, you're really ordering, and at the end, ask her if you could give her a quarter carat... promise ring.
No, I got an idea.
You got an idea?
Yeah, I'll say that I... Hold on.
Yeah, open up the phone there.
I'll say that I used the same credit card when I bought her that promise ring.
All right, that's good. All right, let's do that. That's good. Good work. All right, hang up already so we can do the call. Don't go anywhere, Hollywood. I'm going to have you on for this, too. And that day we'll go happy Halloween. I think that'd be funny if the 3 of us just said happy Halloween just to her because it's midnight. It's a happy... This one goes out to Milkman. It's his birthday officially now. Happy birthday, Milkman.
Oh, we should say happy birthday, Milkman.
Yeah, sure. Man.
Oh,
all right, we'll be right back, folks.
I've been here 7 years old now. I just built my defense.
Let's help
us. Yeah, can I place an order, please?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'd like to place an order.
All right.
Yeah, I'll have a large pizza. Me and my friends are just hanging out, and we just need something to eat.
I can't hear you.
I'd like a large pizza.
And what kind of pizza would you like?
Just cheese.
I think it's someone else.
Just what?
Just cheese.
A large cheese pizza?
Yeah. And did you have, like, subs and calzones and all that shit?
I'm sorry, I really cannot hear you.
Do you have, like, subs and calzones? Do you have subs?
Hello?
Yeah, I'd like to get a, sub.
Because it sounded like someone else completely picked up that time. It sounded like an older manager-esque woman.
Hello, can I take your order, please?
She sent a little dark skin. You're right, sir. Not black, but she sent a little, you know, little yellow.
Bookish.
Little yellow. Bookish. Is that racist?
Bookish.
Bookish sounds bad.
Yeah.
That bitch sounds bookish. All right, let's call. Let's do one more here. I got to take a break, Hollywood. I'm I gotta urinize and stuff. I gotta blow my nose. In fact. Okay, Denny's. If you're ready for that.
Sure.
Mesa, Arizona. You said you had an idea for a sandwich.
No, I was gonna order the home run breakfast.
Okay, that's
sandwich
right.
It was.
All right. Let's do that.
Denny's on State Street, Maine. This is Maggie with a speed show.
Yes, Maggie. I'm gonna place it. I'm gonna come pick it up.
Okay. What would you like?
I would like to have. I'm trying to think of what the name of it was. What is that one famous breakfast you have?
The Grand Slam?
No, I don't think that's what it is. What's the other one that you have that's famous?
The Grand Slam is what we're known for. The Build Your Own Slam?
Maybe it was like a home run.
The Heartland Scramble?
No, that isn't.
No, we don't have anything home run.
Okay, maybe it was the slider. Maybe it was a pop fly breakfast. I can't remember. It was really good.
We don't have anything like that, honey.
You don't? Well, I know I came to that. You're the one on Main Street, right?
Are you sure it was a Denny's?
Uh-huh.
Because we don't have anything like that on our menu.
You don't have a pop fly breakfast?
No.
What else on the... Where did you say it was?
Pardon me?
What did you say your famous one was?
The Grand Slam.
What's on that?
That's two pancakes.
Oh, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. That's not it, no.
What's on it? What is in it?
I remember there was some steak and some hash browns.
Well, we have a steak and eggs breakfast.
A steak and eggs? Is that called like a, maybe a baseball term?
It's called steak and eggs.
It's called steak. We can't get
no, we don't have any kind of slider thing or home run thing, no.
Okay. Well, here's the deal is I've been working all night and I really need to find some food. I will be there in about 5 minutes. Can they have it ready?
Okay. Then you can look at a menu.
Oh, no, I need food right as soon as I walk in, because I haven't eaten all day, and I'm really shaking right now, and I feel like I'm about to pass out.
Well, whatever you order, you can have within 3 to 5 minutes.
3 to 5 minutes?
Yes.
Oh.
So if you're not sure what it is you're looking for, it'd be better to look at a menu.
Okay.
Okay.
You don't mean about it.
We're not busy, so you can get it pretty fast.
Okay, like I said, you don't need to be so mean about it, okay?
Oh, honey, I'm not.
What's your name?
I'm Maggie.
Maggie? Can you spell that for me?
M-A-G-G-I-E.
M-A-D-D-I-E. Oh, Maddie, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
If you're unsure what you want, so come in and look at a menu, and we can get it pretty fast.
Oh, I know what I want. Do you have a Spanish guy working there?
We have several.
Okay, I
have a
them.
Fax machine. I can send you a copy of the menu.
On my cell phone? Oh, that'd be great.
No, on a fax machine.
No, I don't want to eat a fax machine, no.
No, no.
I don't know how you do that.
No.
What's so funny?
No, I was saying if you have a fax machine, I can send you a copy of our menu.
Oh, there's a fax machine at the strip club, but I don't have one here. I have my phone. Can you send it to my phone?
No, we can't send it to your phone, honey. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, you sound kind of cute, Maggie. How old are you? Are you
probably old enough to be your mother.
Well, I mean, are you into, you know,
girls? No, I'm not. No,
you're
I'm
not?
Not, honey. Sorry.
Okay. Well, maybe when you see me, you'll want my number anyway. Okay.
Okay. Well, you come on in, and we'll take care of you.
Okay. Oh, you will? Personally?
No, with breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I was hoping maybe I changed you already. I will see you soon, baby, okay, sweet cake?
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God.
All right, baby sweet cakes. That was funny with the fax machine.
I don't want to eat a fax machine.
No, I don't want to eat a fax machine. You got to love Summer Big Johnson.
Yeah.
I tell you, I'd hit that about Hollywood.
To place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded call, press 2.
Hang up the phone there.
To add minutes to your card, press to add minutes using it.
Thanks, Sausage Fingers. Appreciate it. You can pick it up again now. I'm going to start calling you Tight Shoes. What's up, Tight Shoes? Now he doesn't when he picks it up, too. Oh, man. Are we back? We're good in Syndicate? Is the machine working?
No, fuck it.
You fucks in Syndicate. Damn it, get it right. Okay.
Get it right.
All right, everybody. We're going to take a break, or we're just going to run the show off. I think
we're just going to run it.
Until 12:30?
To the fucking ground.
I said 12:45. We got another half hour.
Okay, half hour then. Well, right. It's 20 after. 25 minutes.
Maybe I can go until 1. I don't know.
Well, fuck it.
Fuck it. Fuck it, yeah. What's the thing saying?
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
All right, Hollywood. Thanks for calling in, all right. Man.
All right.
You got it, man.
Talk
see you
later.
All right.
See you later.
So, are we gonna call Ben back?
What is that? The pizza place?
Yeah.
They put. I'm sorry, I got your mic there. We got a problem because they put some other lady to answer the phone now.
Yeah, that fucking cunt.
And that fucking miss. Did we ever get an international card, Milkman? I put you in charge of that. What happened?
Just use fucking Skype.
Fuck. Damn. Let's call from her cell phone. All right.
Uh huh.
My ears are itchy. Okay, we're gonna call. It's from her cell phone. Her own cell phone is going to call her home phone. And she's going to be like, what the hell? And he's like, I got your cell phone, lady. That's why. Let's play some Red Hot Chili Peppers. Maybe not. Let's play Red Man. Mike, check. Get smooth to any groove, relax the tongue, let my mic take a cruise around the planet, packing men like Janet Jackson, she's asking if I can slam it.
Yo, Red Man, man, what the fuck, man, get the fuck off that punk smooth shit, man, get with that rough shit.
Hang on, let's explain this to Artie. Now, we had Hollywood, Hollywood's a married man, so he could have attested to this. Tuck, I don't know what your experience with the ladies, let's not presume things with you, of course, or Milkman over there, of course, might be able to tell, but I know we do have some women who are probably listening right now, and they can tell us, don't all women, is there a woman out there who would turn down sex after getting a pair of diamond earrings, diamond studs?
Well, we can't see the chat, damn it.
Well, no. We keep. Yeah,
it's
well,
not in their DNA. It's not in their blood structure.
Something about diamonds and women, Artie, I'm telling you.
No,
they just,
it will never happen.
It will never happen.
Huh.
Women just love diamonds. I think there's a woman. Is there a woman in a chat? Ellie's in there. Let us know, Ellie.
Yeah, let us know.
Ellie's in there. And isn't Aya a woman also? I think Aya's a woman. There's another listener that goes in the chat sometimes. There's a woman also.
Is not live down or something?
It's just, it's not doing shit. It's not doing anything. I refresh it. Or maybe this is not people. Maybe nobody's chatting in there.
No, but you're not live.
Let me check. I think we are, dude.
No, you can't go live. Look.
Oh, it doesn't give you the option at all, huh? Yeah, it must have crashed. No, I've just crashed. That's all. Can't do nothing about it, man. I know. Fuck it. We're doing it live regardless. Okay, apparently it is working. It's audio only right now, apparently, dude. I had to kill it because it was doing it.
Ah.
You got it. Okay. So what are we doing again? We're doing a prank call?
I don't know.
Who are we calling? Taking a break, doing a call. We're talking about your, okay, Isis.
Earrings.
Isis, there's someone with enough self-respect not to lose their panties over jewels. Some women, but not, I mean, that's a very few, maybe rich women would be like, oh, ho, 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 kind of thing, but most women are into it. Stop moving the mic, god damn it. Jesus Christ, he's stroking the mic like it's his penis. God, come off, all right. Just cut you off, bitch.
You don't use electronic equipment that way, sir.
Exactly.
The audio equipment is to be used in a proper manner only.
Tuck's at work. He has an echo. He works, he broadcasts this at a bowling alley. You know that?
He does.
He does. Tuck, right? You're the DJ at the bowling alley, right? You're over there at the lanes. What's it called? What lanes is it?
Lover's Lane.
Yeah.
There's people live over there listening right now. He's behind the booth right now. He broadcasted all the people bowling. What's up? You didn't know that? Yeah, they call in all the time. Allie's is bowling right now.
Heart of Glass coming at you right now.
Yeah.
Blue ball lanes,
that's right.
You have 6 minutes left?
No, I got 26 minutes left, son.
Hello, you have reached...
Hello, is this... I found this cell phone here. This says home on this number here. Are you the owner? Do you know who owns this number that I'm calling you from?
No, I don't.
Do you have caller ID on your phone machine?
I do.
Can you maybe look and see if it shows you the name that it's coming from, or maybe you recognize the number? I'm trying to see who owns this number, and you're in their mailbox there.
This is the third call I've gotten late tonight. I'm really upset about this.
Someone here has given me this phone. I mean, I found it. I'm trying to see if I can notate who exactly this phone belongs to. Please, this could be, I mean, it's private personal property of somebody. I'm trying to return it. Oh, my God. Please.
This is a cell phone number that is my cell phone, but this is, I don't know how you got that number.
Well, I'm calling the number.
I don't understand.
It
You're
says,
calling the number?
I'm calling. I recently...
Where did you find the phone?
I found it on the in the gas station. It was underneath... You know when you go to in the gas station where you get stuff in the cooler? And it was underneath one of those things. And I gave it to the lady, the attendant, in the front when I was checking out. And she said, no, I don't... It's not my responsibility. I don't take it. This and that. This shit and then. And da la la la.
Where did you find the phone? Where?
At the gas station.
What gas station?
Sheets. The Sheets station. The convenience store.
And where is that? Where is that located?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
I'm sorry, but...
Where is the...
I'm sorry, but I think that you're being threatening to me. Maybe I shouldn't be giving you this information.
Well,
you know, maybe this is a mistake. Maybe I need to call somebody else, or maybe I... Are you the person that took this from this person, this phone, and they called you last? Do you know who stole this phone?
No, I don't.
Someone here is making a joke, ma'am, and I don't appreciate this none so ever.
Where did you find the phone?
I told you already. I found it in a convenience store, and I think someone suspicious had the phone.
What city?
I don't need to give you this information, ma'am. I think you're involved with this, and I'm going to have a nice... I'm going to sit down and talk with the owner of this phone when I find out who it is. And we're going to get to the bottom of this. That is not fair, ma'am. If you're involved with whoever stole this phone from that person, the owner,
Place a call, press 1. To listen to your recorded... your card, press...
What the fuck you doing with my phone, bitch? Bitch. Okay. So, I was going to play a prank call on a break. But since we're not going to take a break, maybe I should just play it now instead. We can take a mini break here. A 2 minute and 34 second break.
Is it 11:30 or 12:30?
It's 12:24, actually. This computer, I don't know, it's retarded. I think there's something wrong with the CMOS battery or something.
No, it's my computer keeps switching to an hour earlier.
Oh, really?
MySpace,
you know why? You know why?
Why?
Your computer isn't patched for the new daylight savings time. It was supposed to change. Normally, it used to change last weekend, I think. But 2 years ago, George W. Bush signed that law where they changed it until November something, I think.
Well, it caused me to call people like at midnight instead of 11.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not, the responsibility is on you, sir. Young man, to make sure that you're dialing the right, you know, at the right time. You can always call 411 and ask them what time is it, and they'll tell you. Right
call 911 and ask the time.
FedEx,
this is now FedEx office. This is Robin. How may I help you?
I'm sorry, is this Robin?
Yes?
Robin, did I leave my USB drive over there?
I don't know. What does it look like? Where did you leave it here?
It looks like a USB drive. It's small, and on the one end it has this light, and on the top it says SanDisk. And on the other end it has this thing, and you put it in the USB, and it goes boop, boop, and then it goes in, and then the files go from the drive. And
yes, well,
and
okay.
And you put them in the computer.
So what color is it, and where did you leave it, and when?
And then I left click like this. And then it comes on the screen, and then you make the file. The printer goes in this, like this,
sir?
The paper. I make the paper come out. Who is this?
This is Robin. When did you leave this jump drive here?
Maybe earlier today. I don't know.
Okay, and what color is it primarily, and what
maybe,
size is it? Is
maybe it's white.
Maybe it's white?
Yeah. Do you have anything in the lost and found?
That's possible, but
that's it. That's mine. That's mine. That's the one that the guy said. That's mine. The one. Yeah, that's my USB drive. Give it to me.
What one?
The one that I
lost. I don't know. I haven't looked in lost and found yet. I need to know these things.
Do you have the combination to the USB drive box?
I'm sorry?
Do you have the combination to the USB?
The combination to the USB drive box?
Yes. Where you put the USB drives that people forgot and that you people keep, and then you sell them again in the new
package.
Okay,
so what color is your jump drive?
It's white, maybe. White, yeah.
It's maybe or no. Is it black? Is it white? Is it red? Is it blue? What color is it? And I need to know what size it is.
What color you have? Maybe it's white.
No. I'm sorry, sir. That's not the way it works, because there are many people that leave their jump drives here on accident.
Huh?
And we only go by what they tell us it looks like.
Well, I need...
Because if I say it looks like this, you say, oh, yeah, that's mine. And it could not be yours. Do you understand?
I need, a 1 gigabyte drive.
You need one, or you have one that's lost?
Well, it's lost. I need it back.
Okay. Well, you can come in, because we have several.
That's mine. That's mine. Give it now.
Sir, you can come in and take a look at.
No, you need... You tell me yes or no?
We have several jump drives.
You have several of my jump drives. Okay, I want to come, and I would like you to give me my USB drives.
Okay, you can come in and tell us you have your jump drive while I'm here, and then we'll give it to you, okay?
Pamela, hello? Pamela?
So, of course, I give Artie graciously some orange Jell-O, and he drops it on the floor and stains the carpet already. I'm eating green Jell-O here, sugar-free that is.
Oh, sugar-free, that's
why. Bullshit, you saw it was sugar-free. You can't read either, Ken. You can't dial phones and you can't read.
I can dial.
Bring your own Jell-O next time, fat fingers. Right? Tight shoes. It's 12:30. I said we end the show. I think we've done our job here.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so, too. Milkman. Milkman. Where's the milker?
Where's that nigger?
You're going to get shot one day for saying that word so much, man. You're mentioning that to me, but seriously. So, yeah, Artie, I recommend that you buy a girl like an 1/8 carat diamond ring studs. Or maybe quarter carat diamond ring stud. Diamond earring.
A ring is a little weird, you know?
Diamond earring studs, I'm saying. Get her that. And definitely you're in there, man. You're in like Flynn. Mm-hmm. And they always said Flynn was like the biggest poon hound. That's what I'm saying. Artie, when are we going to go to Vegas, man?
My 21st birthday.
Yeah, is that what's up?
Yeah, man.
21st birthday, we're going to take a trip to Vegas?
Yeah, with about 50 grand.
Jesus Christ. Where is Milkman? Milkman, man, start talking. I'm going to have to end the show without you. God, is he? Let me check if he's muted. I don't think he is. I didn't mute him. If he's muted, it wasn't because of me. Let me check. No?
Yeah, I've been talking to him. He's been on ignorance for a while, man. Ignoring me.
Ignorance. What's up, man? End the show for us, my friend. Take us out of here as only you can, brother.
All right, my friend. Way.
Hey.
Glad to see you. Everybody stop in. Like to thank everybody out there.
Fucking loud.
Taking the moment.
Huh?
My 87th birthday. Thank you so much.
I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Because I'm eating everybody's candy corn and candy and cakes and presents.
But really, thanks a lot for tuning in, everybody. We do love you. And we're going to finally smile. I'd especially thank our friend, Mr. Lonesome News of the Numbers Hit Man. That's right, the man with all the numbers out there. You got to get you done. God love it. Lonesome Loser, all hail, fist held high. That's right. Also, like to thank our good friend, Ted, WW Webb. Thank you so much, my friend.
Yeah.
We love you. We sure miss you.
Where's he been? I haven't seen him online forever. Where is he?
Dude, I don't know, man. He just like, he's like, I don't know. He was with my own house, and then I hadn't heard from him for a while.
Yeah. Well, he's paying the bills still because we're still on the satellite here.
I know, man, but my God, there must be like 500 game rooms on our server, man. I don't know how in the hell it can hold it, but hey, thanks a lot, Dead Web.
Yep.
We sure do love you. Also, yeah, I also like to thank our good friend. That's right. Our number, our man, our guy over there.
Hey, Milkman, I threw an empty gallon bottle of water at Artie's head, and it went pong.
And it felt good.
Probably like that.
Happy birthday, Milkman.
Yeah, happy birthday. He was filing his nails over here, and all of a sudden I belted him with an empty Publix spring water. What the fuck are you doing?
Right in his fucking jugular.
Oh, God. All right, go ahead, Milkman.
Yeah, I was going to say, how bad did you dent the milk jug? That's the question.
Yeah, no, poor milk jug. It's a water jug, not milk.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, Mr. Nunu, thank you for joining us, buddy. We sure do appreciate it. AMB out there by Sonic. Mr. AMB, he did send in our number. Unfortunately, we didn't have an international car. So if we get an international car, we're going to definitely put on a list of stuff to do next week. That's for y'all. Mr. Tucker, Monkey Tug, my buddy Tug. Thanks a lot, buddy. Good for having you in there. Also, Baz and Mr.
Thank you, Milkman. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, sir, man.
Happy birthday, woman.
Thank you. Bless you. And Mr. Baz, Mrs. Armand, Mr. Clay. And we had a bunch of other friends there, Coconey. Hey, Mr. Coconey, what are you doing down there, man? You snuck out, you snuck back. Yeah, well, we're going to take care of that right now. I'd also like to thank all of our friends over there, Syndicate, Disc Radio, and Mr. Artie, Mr. Farty Smarty. Hey, glad you got to join us, man. I hope you had fun.
Farty Smarty, you want to
pull my finger, whatever you do.
Don't what?
Okay, anyway. But no, really, it's all about you. Especially you, that's right. You right there. Who, me? No, me, that's right. You are loving, dedicated listeners, the appreciators of the Madhouse. That's right. You know what? We do it every week for you, the most interactive, crazy prank and comedy show that you can tune into right here on the internet on the Mouth, an 8.6 Mouth Radio Network. Galaxy Satellite Channel, tune right in every week. Bring a friend, invite an enemy. That's right, because we love you all. We do it for you. And don't forget, we'll be back on next Thursday. But all of here, our fellows, leader, the generalissimo, Artie Madhouse, that's right, the leader of the militia. Oh, yeah, all you militia members, we're going to convene for a small board meeting hereafter. This show goes off the air.
After.
But everybody after the air's off. If you'd like to get involved and come into some of the Madhouse meetings,
all right.
Message Carlito and let him know.
All right, Milkman, wrap it up. Come on, man. We got to go. I got to take a shit and eat a sandwich. There you go. All right.
Generally some milk.
I wanted to mention there, Big Milkman. I went to the Nature Food Store. And I bought this product. It's two little bags, right? And what you do is you make a sandwich, and you put your sandwich in these special nylon kind of plastic bag things, and then you put the bags inside the toaster, like a regular toaster that you hold up, and then you turn on the toaster, and it makes the sandwich all grilled inside your toaster. Because I don't own one of those, you know, those toaster ovens. I don't own one. You have a dog over there, Milkman? Where are you? Are you at Sweet Kiss's house again?
I think he's at the Chinese restaurant.
No, man. I'm listening to you. I'm listening to you. Keep on. You're talking about the toaster oven.
Yeah, you can make sandwiches in the toaster. Not in a toaster oven, just the regular toaster. The one, the straight up and down toaster that you hit the thing, you go down. It's these bags that don't catch on fire, and they toast it for you. All right, Milkman, we're gonna end the show because you're being a jerk, all right? That's why.
He's being a dick.
He's being a jerk person. All right.
Kiss my punk ass. Hey, we love y'all, man. Thanks a lot. Ellie, sweet kisses. All our fans are joining. Oh, hey, welcome back, Matt and Mark. It's like the monkey phone bones, man.
Motherfucker, juping friends.
See you, man.
All right, good.
Holidays.
All right, Tuck, thanks. All right, thanks, Tuck. Happy birthday, Milkman. TuckerMike.com is the website. Be sure to check that out. Thanks for sending in the music from the Jupe Kids.
Yes, sir.
All right. And we're done. We're out of here.
I might send you more music.
Yeah, send me whatever. Did he send you a copy, a physical copy, or did he send you an MP3 copy of it?
MP3 copy.
Okay.
If anyone wants it, you have to get it from me.
Okay.
I'll forward it to you.
Cool. It sounds cool. I like it. I'm going to play it this holiday weekend in honor of Milkman. We're out of here, folks. We'll catch you next week. Thank you, Artie. Of course, Artie, thanks for coming in, you bastard.
Yeah, I love it, homie.
Yeah.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
What
if you're
going to get started, son?
Fuck you, bitch.
You better have your pencils ready. Number two.
The fingers you have used to dial are too fat. To obtain a special dialing wand, please match the keypad with your palm now.
Madhouse Radio is live Thursday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
Be sure to visit us online at madhouselive.com.